Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing the discussion on Innama al-A'malu bi-Niyat. Every action is dependent on the intention. The intention should be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas is the freeing of one's intention from all type of impurities in order to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do things solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa related and connected to innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yaqul, it's a hadith of Qudsi, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala has mentioned. What does Allah ta'ala say? Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, akhrisu a'malakum. Make your deeds pure. Fa inna Allah tabarak wa ta'ala la yaqbalu min al-a'mal, إِلَّا مَا خَلَصَ لَهُ. Allah only accepts those actions which are done purely and solely for Him. This comes in Bayhaqi. Another riwayat, in the day of Qiyamah, the dunya will be brought. And then, فَيُمَيِّزُ مِنْهَا مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. That which was done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be put on one side. That which, those actions which were done not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was done for show, ostentation, riya, so that people may praise the person, all those deeds will be thrown into Jahannam. There is a very lengthy hadith about this dunya, which is for four types of people. The first type of person is that person whom Allah blesses with knowledge and wealth. And he uses this to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to the wealth that Allah has bestowed upon him. He uses it to join family ties. He discharges his zakat. In other words, he does those actions with his knowledge and the dunya that Allah has blessed him. With ikhlas, with sincerity, he does it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is regarded to be the best of people, the highest of stages. The second is that person whom Allah has only blessed with knowledge. He's got no wealth. But he's so sincere in his intention. He says, oh Allah, I wish if I had that type of money that you had given the other person, the person we discussed first, that I too would have done good deeds solely for your pleasure. Because he is sadiqun niyyah, he is so sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah mentions, فَأَجْرُهُ مَا سَوَى. He gets equal reward like the first person. Even though he did not do the deed, but his mere genuine sincere intention was, if I had that money, I too would have built, for example, a masjid, or looked after the poor and the weak and the orphan. Because he was sincere in his intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the same reward as the first person. Then there is that person whom Allah blesses with wealth, but no knowledge. This person does not use the wealth that Allah has given him to obey Allah, to join family ties, to do good deeds. But he uses all his wealth in haram things. For example, he may build a casino, or he may spend it on such things that will bring Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. So he is regarded to be the worst of persons. And then you get a fourth person whom Allah has not blessed with wealth, no knowledge, but he has the intention as a previous person, that if I had so much of money, I too would have built some casino. I too would have spent in all these wrong avenues. So because of this intention of his, Rasulullah says, فَوِزْرُهُ مَا سَوَى. Then both their sins are equal. Like the person who is the worst of people, who did not use his money in the correct way, because this person had a similar intention, then he also falls in that category. So from this we understand the importance of intention. We come to the masjid, for example. We're coming solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would that ulama say, you can have the intention of meeting your Muslim brother for the sake of Allah. You're going to come and read nafil salah. You're going to perhaps give some sadaqah on the way. And you're going to engage in dua. These are various niyats that we can make, all which falls under the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man who makes an intention, genuine, we talk about intention, we are sincere, loyal, with all the explanation of ikhlas we gave yesterday. So So the person, فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةً, he intends doing a good deed. But for some reason or the other, he did not get the opportunity to do the good deed. Perhaps the person came with the intention, I'm going to the masjid and I will read some Quran. But when he came, he got busy with looking after some person, or he had to go to make wudu, or he had to go to the toilet. By the time he came, there was no time for reciting Quran. But because he had genuine niyat, intention that I'm going to recite Quran, and although he did not get that opportunity, still Allah Ta'ala gives him a full reward. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person goes to sleep at night. Man ata firashahu wa huwa yanwi an yaquma. He goes solely with the intention that inshallah tonight I'm going to wake up for tahajjud salah. He has this genuine niyat in him. But sleep overwhelms him. And he is unable to wake up for tahajjud salat. Hatta asbaha. Till it's already fajr time. Kutiba lahu ma'anawa. Whatever intention he made, he will be given that full reward of. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah ta'ala says, ana aghna shuraka'i ani shirk, bin ashirk. We have partnership in this world. Two partners, three partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah says, that I did not require any partnership. La ilaha illallah, wahda. Allah is the only deity worthy of being worshipped. In dunya, we did an action for Allah and for others. Perhaps I'm reading salah. I'm reading for Allah, but I'm also reading so that people look at me and see what a pious person he is. Look at how much of salat he's reading. So I have joined others with Allah in that particular action. That is known as ash-shirkul khafi or ash-shirkul asghar, the lighter or the smaller shirk. Shirk is something that Allah detests. We are joining partners to Allah. Perhaps you're not believing in others being deities. That's the heavy shirk. That is shirkul akbar. But here in that particular action that we are doing, we're not doing solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're giving charity for Allah, and also the people may see, hey, what a generous person he is. So this, Rasulullah says, Allah says, I am, from all partnership, I am free of any type of partnership. I am most independent of having a partnership. Go and take the reward from that person who you did it for. In other words, that person, that makhluk, will not be able to give you the reward for that action you have done. Reward is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the person gets no reward. Three people will be brought in the day of Qiyamah, the lengthy hadith we've heard many times. One is a shaheed. Imagine giving your life for the sake of Allah. Another is a qari or an alim, one who qara al-Quran, ta'allam al-ilm wa'allama. These are the words of hadith. And another person is a very generous person who spent in the path of Allah. But all three people, when they will be asked, what did you do? He said, ya Allah, I did it for you. I gave charity for your sake. Ya Allah, I learned knowledge and I passed it on for your sake. I read the Quran for your sake. And the shaheed will say, ya Allah, give my life for your sake. Allah will say, no. You did it for show, so for name and fame. So each one will be thrown headlong into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah give us true ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran from, and say this particular riwayat which I mentioned now about the shaheed and the generous person and the alim, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, means who mentioned this hadith, he used to actually fall unconscious. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. The one who has great conviction that he's going to meet his Allah on the day of Qiyamah, then let him do pious deeds, and he should not do anything he should not join Allah, any partner to Allah Ta'ala in that particular deed that he's doing. He should do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, a person who did things for name and fame, Allah Ta'ala will make him stand up in front of every person on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala will disgrace him. Allah will say, you did it for riyah, for ostentation, for show. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he discussed about Dajjal, the evils of Dajjal, the emergence of Dajjal, Sahaba were gripped with fear. Rasulullah sallam then tells them, I fear something even more heavier than Dajjal over you. Something more fearful than Dajjal. Ya Rasul, what is it? The Dajjal is so severe, his emergence is so frightening. Rasulullah mentioned this, that you are reading salah, and then you are trying to beautify your salah because people are watching you. And then you are trying to give an impression that you are extremely pious. This is the meaning of the hadith. In other words, you are doing for show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept such actions. This is a dua that we read in the morning evening duas. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Mashaykh had mentioned that read this dua and Allah will protect us from shirk khafi also and the shirk jali. Allah ta'ala will give us an ikhlas. Oh Allah, I seek your protection that I join partners to you in any way. And Allah, I seek your forgiveness for those things that I'm doing unknowingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas. And Allah ta'ala purify our heart. Allah protect us from riya and ostentation. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam should say, the sign of a sincere person is that he makes such an effort to conceal his good deed just as he makes an effort when he does something bad, he tries to conceal his bad deed. Somebody does something evil, doesn't want anybody to know. So just as he's so concerned that nobody must know about my evil deed, like that, he tries to conceal his good deed. Ulama explained, it doesn't mean now that if you're going to read Salat, you have a genuine intention, now suddenly you think, no, if I'm going to read, then people may think that I'm doing for show. Now that, in fact, also is riya. Don't worry about what about people are going to say. You must exercise full ikhlas, and if somebody praises you after that, then that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be that we are trying to do a good action and then we have this waswasa of shaitan. No, perhaps somebody might think I'm doing out of show and ostentation. No, that should never be the case. We must do it and try and do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant us the ikhlas. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.